This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give you civil eyes. Each of you has received a third eye of knowledge, and your eyes should therefore never become criminal. Question. What Srimat has the Father given you unlimited renunciates? Answer. The Father's Srimat is, you have to remove your intellect's yoga from this hell and the residents of hell, and remember heaven. While living at home with your families, remove hell from your intellects. Hell is the old world. Your intellects have to forget this old world. It isn't that you renounce one limited home and go away to another one. You have unlimited disinterest. It is now your stage of retirement. You have to renounce everything and go back home. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. No one else's name is mentioned. Even this one, Brahma's name is not mentioned. That father is the purifier. And so he would definitely come here in order to make impure ones pure. He shows you the way to become pure here. It is said God Shiva speaks, not God Sri Krishna speaks. Since each of you has a badge, you definitely have to explain this. The whole secret of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation is shown in this badge. This badge is no less. It is a matter of a signal. All of you are theists, number-wise according to your efforts. Number-wise would definitely be said. There are some who are unable to explain the knowledge of the Creator or creation, so they would not be called those with Satyaprathan intellects. There are Satyaprathan intellects, Rajo intellects, and then Tamo intellects. As is one's understanding, so is the title one receives. This one has a Satyaprathan intellect. This one has a Rajo intellect. However, you are not told this in case you then become disheartened. It is number-wise. The value of those who are first class is huge. You have now found the true Satguru. You children know that you have found the Satguru and that he makes you completely true. The deities are true, and then they go on to the path of sin and become false. Only you reside in the golden age as deities. There is no one else there. Some are such that they ask, how is this possible? This is because they don't have this knowledge. You children now know that you have become theists from atheists. You now know accurately the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. Something that is beyond name and form cannot even be seen. The sky is an empty space, but you can feel that that is the sky. You have that knowledge. Everything depends on your intellect. Only the one Father gives you the knowledge of the Creator and creation. You also have to write. Here you can receive the knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the Creator and creation. There are so many such slogans. Day by day, new points and new slogans continue to emerge. In order to become theists, you definitely need to have this knowledge of the Creator and creation. You then stop being atheists. From being theists, you become the masters of the world. You are theists here, but number-wise according to your efforts. It is human beings who have to know this. Animals would not know this. It is human beings who are the highest, and human beings who then become the lowest. At this time, no human being has the knowledge of the Creator or creation. Their intellects are completely locked with Godridge locks. You know, number-wise according to your efforts, that you have come to the Father in order to become the masters of the world. You stay in 100% purity. There is purity, peace, and prosperity. You are given blessings. However, these words belong to the path of devotion. You become Lakshmi and Narayan through this study. You have to study and also teach others. Kumars and Kumaris go to school to study. Because they are together, they become totally spoilt. Because their eyes become criminal. Because of criminal eyes, they wear a veil. There are no criminal eyes there in Satyuk, and there is therefore no need to wear a veil. Have you ever seen Lakshmi or Narayan behind a veil? There, no one would even have such dirty thoughts. Here it is the kingdom of Ravan. These eyes are very devilish. The Father comes and gives each of you a third eye of knowledge. It is the souls that hear everything, say everything, and do everything. You souls are now being reformed. It is souls that have become spoilt and sinful. Those who have criminal eyes are called sinful souls. No one, apart from the Father, can reform those criminal eyes. It is only the Father who makes your eyes civil with this knowledge. Only you know this knowledge. This knowledge is not in the scriptures. The Father says those Vedas, Upanishads and scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. I cannot be found by doing tapasya, chanting, going on pilgrimages, etc. That is the path of devotion, which continues for half a cycle. You children now have to give everyone this message. Come and we will give you the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. We will tell you the biography of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Human beings don't know this at all. These are the main words. Come, brothers and sisters. Come and listen to the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. Come and study this, and that is what you will become. By receiving this knowledge and understanding the cycle, you can become the emperors and empresses who are the rulers of the Golden Age. Lakshmi and Narayan became that through this study. You too are becoming that by studying this. This most auspicious confluence age has a great impact. The Father comes in Bharat. Why would he come in any other land? The Father is the imperishable surgeon, so he would surely come in the land that always exists. The land on which God has placed his feet can never be destroyed. This Bharat exists for the deities. It is just that it changes. However, Barrett is the land of truth, and it is Barrett that becomes the land of falsehood. It is Barrett alone that has an all-round part. You would not say this of any other land. God, the truth, comes and creates the land of truth himself, and then Ravan makes it into the land of falsehood. Then there isn't a single grain of truth left, and this is why you can't find a true guru. Those people are sannyasis, and their followers are householders, so how can they be called followers? Now, the father himself says, "Children, become pure and imbibe divine virtues. You now have to become deities. Sannyasis are not completely viceless. They repeatedly take birth to those who indulge in vice, even though some do remain celibate from birth. There are many like that. There are many like that abroad, and they get married when they grow old in order to be looked after. Then, when they die, they leave some wealth to her, and the rest of the wealth goes to charity. Here, they have too much attachment to their children. After the age of 60, they hand everything over to their children. They then keep an eye on them to see whether everything is being looked after properly in their absence. However, children today say, it is good that the father has gone into the stage of retirement. At least I now have the key. Even while the parents are still alive, the children ruin everything. Then they even tell their father, get out of here. The father explains, right at the exhibitions, brothers and sisters, come and listen to the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. By knowing the knowledge of this world cycle, you will become emperors and empresses, deities who are the rulers of the globe. This Baba gives you children directions. The father now says, this is the end of the last of many births. I only enter this one. Opposite Brahma is Vishnu. Why is Vishnu shown with four arms? Two are of the male and two of the female. There cannot be a human being with four arms here. It is just an explanation that Vishnu means Lakshmi and Narayan. They have even shown Brahma with four arms. Two arms of Brahma and two of Saraswati. Both are unlimited renunciates. It isn't that you have renunciation and go to another place, no. The father says, while living at home, you have to remove hell from your intellect. Forget hell and remember heaven with your intellect. Remove your intellect's yoga from hell and the residence of hell, and connect your intellects in yoga to the deities, the residence of heaven. It is in the intellects of those who study that they will pass and become that. Previously, people adopted gurus when they reached their stage of retirement. The father says, I too enter this one in his stage of retirement, when he is in the last of his many births. God speaks, I enter him in the last of his many births. I only enter the one who has played a part from the beginning to the end, because he has to go into the first number. Brahma becomes Vishnu, and Vishnu becomes Brahma. They have shown both with four arms. There is the account, Saraswati and Brahma, then become Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan then become Saraswati and Brahma. New children quickly show this account. Vishnu means Lakshmi and Narayan, who take 84 births, and then become this ordinary Saraswati and Brahma. It was later that Baba named him Brahma. However, who is the father of Brahma? One would definitely say Shiv Baba. How was he created? He was adopted. The father says, "I enter this one, and so you should write." God Shiva speaks, "I enter Brahma, who doesn't know his own births. I enter him at the end of the last of his many births. I enter him when he is in his stage of retirement. I come when the whole world has become old and impure." This is such an easy explanation. Previously, people used to adopt gurus at the age of 60. Now they adopt gurus from birth. They learnt this from the Christians. Oh, but what is the need to have a guru in childhood? They believe that if a child died in his infancy, he would then receive salvation. The father explains that no one can have salvation here. The father explains to you so easily now, and he also makes you elevated. On the path of devotion, you continue to come down the ladder. It is the kingdom of Ravan. The vicious world then begins. All of you have had gurus. This one himself says, "I have had many gurus." They don't even know God, who gives everyone salvation. The chains of devotion have also become very strong. Some chains are thick, and others are very thin. When something heavy has to be lifted, they tie it with a chain and then lift it. It is the same here. Some will quickly come and listen to you, and they will study well. Others don't understand at all. The beads of the rosary are created number-wise. People turn the beads of a rosary on the path of devotion, but they don't have any of this knowledge at all. Their guru asks them to keep turning the beads of a rosary. They simply continue to chant the name Rama, Rama, just like a harmonium being played. It sounds very sweet, but that's all. They don't know anything about who Rama is, or who Sri Krishna is, or when they come. They don't know anything at all. They have even shown Sri Krishna in the Copper Age. Who taught them that? Gurus. If Sri Krishna had come in the Copper Age, then how come the Iron Age followed and they became Tamopratan? The father says, "I come at the confluence age to make Tamopratan one's Satopratan. You became those with such blind faith." The father explains, "Those who are to become flowers from thorns will quickly understand. They would say this is the absolute truth. Some people understand very well and say to you, 'You explain very well. The story of 84 births is also right.' The one father is the ocean of knowledge. And he comes and gives you this full knowledge." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make your intellects Satupratan by having remembrance of the Father, the Satguru. Become truthful. Become theists and do the service of making others become theists. 2. It is now your stage of retirement. Therefore, become unlimited renunciates and remove your intellect's yoga from everyone else. Become pure and imbibe divine virtues. Blessing. May you become an angel, free from all bondage, and remain above any awareness of bodies and the physical world. Those who do not have any relationship with their bodies or bodily beings, that is, who do not have any attachment, are angels. The feet of angels are constantly shown above the ground. For them to be above the ground means to be beyond any awareness of bodies. Those who remain above the awareness of bodies and the physical world become angels who are free from all bondage. Only such angels experience the double light stage. Slogan. Let the virtues that are the same as the Father's be apparent in your words and behaviour as well as on your face, and revelation will then take place. Om Shanti.